Hey everyone, my name is Danny Dumas, and this is the Earn Your Title podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about being the complete man and what that means, and the one area in my life where I feel like I was missing it and I didn't know what I was missing. So when I think of being the complete man or whole man or well-rounded person, there's, some things are obvious. I think of being physically fit. There's been times in my life where I've been in really good shape, and there was times where, and I was in mediocre shape, and I always felt better when I was in good shape. I think that's pretty obvious. There were times when my relationship with my wife and my kids and my family was really good, and there was times when it wasn't as good. And I think it's very obvious that when it's better, that part of your life is better and you're working towards it and working at it, you feel more well-rounded. It's a good thing. And as a Christian, there was times definitely when I let my faith lapse and I wasn't focused and maybe wasn't practicing or studying and doing the things that I needed to do. And when I'm doing it, I get better. And there was times in my life where I had all three of those. If you don't think of it as a stool or a table, I had this table with three legs and it felt solid. It felt good. It felt important. It felt right. There was always something missing. There was always just something little. And it took me a while to kind of pinpoint what that was. And what I've come to the realization is that I think as human beings, we were meant to be creative. And a lot of times when I hear the word creative, I think of artistic. And those are two different things. Art is a certain set of mediums. It could be, painting, drawing, music, poetry. And I think a lot of guys would say, that's not me. I'm not writing poetry. I'm not drawing pictures. Like if you ask me to draw a picture, I can't even draw stick figures. I am so artistically challenged. I really have a hard time seeing, like if we're going to paint a color on a wall, until that wall is painted, I have no idea what it's going to look like. I can't foresee the future when it comes to artistic things, colors, and just, I can't put it together. Now I have an opinion. I could tell you that's a beautiful painting, or I could tell you I like the color of your wall, but I can't see it ahead of time. I don't have those artistic talents. For instance, I play music. I play the guitar. I do not consider that the creative side of me. I don't feel like I have the skills, the knowledge, or the ability in guitar playing to be creative, to make something out of the ether, just to be original. I like to hear songs on the radio and songs that I play at church, and I like to play along, and I like to get good at it, and I enjoy it, and it's relaxing, but it's not creative. And I realized that when I'm missing that fourth leg of the table, right? A four-legged stool or four-legged table, that is when I felt most complete. That is when I felt most fulfilled. And I realized that that's something I needed to actively pursue to make myself a more well-rounded man. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. So what is creativity? I think there's some criteria to make something creative as opposed to just artistic or just a hobby. I think to be creative, you need to make something that never existed in this world, and you put it out into the world and people can interact with it. They can use it. Maybe it's food, they could eat it. Maybe it's a policy, they could implement it, but it has to be something that you put out into the world. For instance, I have a friend, I'm assuming he is a very knowledgeable, well-experienced photographer. He travels all over the country. He goes out in the fall and takes pictures of the fall colors. I have never seen one of his pictures, not one time. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're not putting something out there, then it's just a hobby, and that's okay. It's totally good to have a hobby. I think it's important. It's my guitar playing. I've never written a song and said, here, world, here's my song. I'm going to make this world a better place because of the song. No, I play along with the radio. It's what I like to do. This guy goes and takes pictures. He likes camping. He likes road trips, and going to take pictures gives him something to do. But the first criteria, I think, to be creative is that you need to create something that never existed, and you need to put it out into the world and have that interaction. In my life, I have found two areas, maybe three, that I feel like have really allowed me to be creative. And one of those is woodworking. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we needed a dresser drawer. And I thought, I'm going to make it. The problem is I had a drill and I had a circular saw. And if you've ever tried to make any kind of furniture, that's not quite enough. So I got online and I watched a bunch of videos on, how to make things with a circular saw and a drill. And I found this thing called a pocket hole. So I bought the Craig pocket system where you, it's a way to kind of put pieces together. All you need is a drill and a saw to cut the boards. And I did it. I made a dresser and it was not terrible. It was doable. Well, then fast forward a little bit, I bought some more tools. I got a new house and I had room for a workshop. Before I was working in my driveway, I didn't even have a garage. I bought a table saw and I said, you know what? I'm going to watch some YouTube videos. I'm going to build my kitchen. And I literally took plywood and hardwoods and I made a kitchen, like cut the boards, screwed them together, designed it. I created something. And then I thought, well, that's cool, but it's very utilitarian, right? It's a box, a cabinet or a kitchen. It's just a bunch of boxes screwed together with doors on the front. I'm like, I'm going to try to make something pretty. So for Christmas one year, I made these walnut side tables with, mitered edges and boxes, and it was pretty. And I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm like, man, I like this. And I just made a double vanity for my bathroom, and it was really cool. And I noticed that as I'm doing these things, I'm following a process, because when you first start to be creative, you're not doing anything new, right? It's like the other thing I like to do is cooking. I'm not initially cooking anything new. I'm going on Pinterest or I'm reading a blog and I'm making this recipe. And I realized in the creative journey, the first thing you do is just to copy somebody else. And that is okay. Copy it. I said, you know what? Someone else made a dresser drawers. I'm going to make this dresser. And I got online and I downloaded the plans and I made it. And that was good. And then I saw my kitchen. Well, no one had the exact measurements of my kitchen. So I copied other cabinets, but I adapted. That's the second part. So I copied, then I copied it and adapted. I changed things. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this a little bit taller. I made it custom. And then the last thing is I truly was creative. The side tables I made, no plans. I just said, you know what? I want this to be this tall. I want it to be this wide. I want it to be able to hold this. I want to be able to hide the cords here. And I made it from scratch. And when I did that, I can't tell you like how proud I was that I put something out into the world. And that's the magical part. Like every day when my wife goes to charge her phone, she opens up that drawer on the night table next to her bed. I did that. I created something out in that wasn't here from my mind and put it out into the world. You know, when I was a young firefighter, I was working and I finally got in my shift and they said, okay, Rook, today you're cooking. And I have never been more scared in my entire life. There was 12 grown men that were all going to give me a hard time, no matter what I did. I could have been, Chef Boyardee, and they were going to give me a hard time about cooking. And I went to the store, I spent $120 on groceries, and I cooked a meal, and someone helped me, and I was just stressful, and I worried the entire time. The next day, I was still living at home, and when I got home, my mom said, how was your day? I was like, it's terrible. She goes, what happened? I said, the most scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life, I had to do yesterday. She's like, you had a bad fire? I'm like, no, I had to cook for 12 angry men. And she laughed. And, I started to get creative. I started off just like I did with working. I copied. We had a senior driver of the ladder truck. He would write my list out. Hey, go buy this ingredients. I'll show you how to put it together. All right. That's how you do that. And then this is how you make, this is my lasagna recipe. And I would make it. I'm like, you know what? It would be really good if we added, spinach or something. Spinach is not good. I mean, they should not. Some type of meat was probably better than spinach. That was a bad analogy, right? We went and had some yummy carnivore type stuff. So I added something better and I adapted. And eventually I just said, I'm going to make something up. I'm going to add this. I'm going to add this. Like I have a chicken noodle soup recipe. No one ever taught me how to make it. And I honestly don't actually know exactly what I put in it, but it's really good. Like friends and family go, Danny, will you make your chicken noodle soup? Sure. And I just know it has these certain ingredients and I know what it looks like when it's right. And I know what it tastes like. And I just keep adding things until it gets there. I was creative. And I want to encourage you guys, go out and be creative. Now, it doesn't have to be woodworking. It doesn't have to be cooking. It literally could just be a new policy at work. Recognize a problem, see what's been done in the past. So that's the copy stage, and then copy and adapt, and eventually come up with a solution. I really think it's important to be creative. And now I do understand that when you're going through different parts of your life, you're just surviving. Like I just talked to a buddy of mine. He's got an 11-week-old baby, cute little son, man. This little boy is just so cute, just tiny. He's holding him on his arm. At that point in your life, you're surviving, right? You've got 2 or 3 hours of sleep at night. You're going to work. That maybe that's not the time to be creative, and that's okay. But if you ever find yourself missing something in your, you know, you're like, I've nailed the fitness, my relationship's good, my spirituality's good. What? I don't feel fulfilled. Try being creative. It could be a training program at work. It could be a speech or presentation you're giving at work. It could be teaching somebody how to swing a golf club. It really could be anything. The keys being that you put it out into the world, you know, like the woodworking stuff, it gets used. And again, some of it's not right. When I build my kitchen, I put two cabinets too close together. All the doors open and close, but if they're not completely closed all the way, they bang into each other. I mess that up and it annoys me a little bit every time I do it, but I was creative. You know, like I've messed up a recipe. I added too much salt, but I was creative. I put it out there. Find an idea, put it out there. I think in the schooling system we have, which is good, you spend 10, 11, 12 years just consuming information. And in this day and age, it is so easy to consume information. You know, I appreciate you listening to this podcast. You're consuming information. But at some point, if something doesn't come out, you just get gluttonous, right? There's a gluttony of information. And I don't want that for you. I want you to make this world a better place. In this podcast, I ask you to go earn your title every day. And that's one of those things. Going out and teaching somebody something, that is being creative. Going out and showing your son how to be a man, that could be being creative. Showing your son how to be a husband, that can be being creative. Like, put something out into the world. This podcast has been so helpful for me. Like, it's almost 9 o'clock at night. I've had a busy day and I was looking forward to this all day long because it's my chance to get out into the world and be creative. I want that for you. If you're missing something, be creative. And if you want some help, you want some accountability, you have a goal, you have something you're striving for, and you want someone to talk to you, someone to push you, maybe coach a little bit, I'm looking for three guys that would say, that's me. That maybe you know where you want to be in 6 months, and I want to work with you for a 2-week period where we just run as hard as we physically can towards that goal. That sounds like something you're interested in. I'm leaving my email in the show notes. If you're a personal friend, reach out to me, text me. You know, I'm on Instagram, DM me there. I want to interact. I want to help. I want to give you some accountability. I want you to be creative. So go out, be creative. My name is Danny Dumas, and this is the Earn Your Title podcast, and I will talk to you later. Bye.